What's up, everyone? We're back with another episode of the Disney College Program mini-series, part of the Life at Disney podcast. I'm Holly.
And I'm Josiah. I'm super excited for you to meet Jose, who is a manager within diversity, equity, and inclusion.
And we're also going to talk with Emma, a current Disney College Program participant working in merchandise.
Podcast on three.
One, two, three. Podcast! Today, I am so excited about who I have sitting next to me. She is a Disney College Program participant working at Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park. Emma, so excited to have you. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here today.
We're going to start with the very basics. Tell us about yourself. Where do you work? What do you do?
I am currently working at Animal Kingdom, of course, but I'm in Dinoland USA. As you said, I'm in the merchandise role, and included in that is, of course, working in the shops, but we also have carnival games there, so I get to run those games for guests, guests of all ages, kids, adults, of course. It's super fun.
Okay, so tell me more about like running the carnival games. Like, what does that actually look like?
So we have five different games that are open. Each game has different prizes.
What are the prizes? I'm curious.
So yeah, so on every game you can get a small Mickey or Minnie. Majority of them you can also get like a medium-sized Mickey or Minnie. The guest favorite is our Triceratops that we have, but you can only get that at certain games. Not all the games have the Triceratops.
Oh, it's exclusive.
Yes.
You have to be really good to get the
yes.
Triceratops. But Mickey
yes.
and Minnie
Mickey
sounds
and
more
Minnie,
achievable.
For sure. Yep.
Okay.
And we do also have our Cementosaurus, which is like the big dinosaur
what
in Dinoland.
What, a Cementosaurus?
Yeah, it's our own, our very own
oh
dinosaur.
Gosh. Mm-hmm. A Disney dinosaur.
Yes, a Disney dinosaur.
You only get it at Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Yes.
Park.
Yes.
That's awesome. And then is that like the top prize that you can get?
No, it's not actually.
Oh. Yeah. What's the top prize?
Daryl, the dinosaur.
Daryl.
Yes. Yes. Daryl Donald's dino cousin.
Mm-hmm. That's his full name.
Oh. Daryl. So wow. At Dinoland, it's the Dino Bash.
Okay.
And the celebration is because Donald found out that he is related to dinosaurs.
Aww.
Yes.
Cutie.
Yeah.
I love that. So, the college program, how did you hear about it, and like mm-hmm. what made you want to apply?
Growing up, our family vacations were here, so mm-hmm. I always had come here, and I always thought it'd be fun to work for the company. I found out about it in high school and was like, okay, like I'd be super interested in it. I ended up graduating early, so I graduated in December, and because I knew that, I applied like in August, and I got accepted, and so then that's why I'm here.
What college did you graduate from?
I went to Pittsburgh State University, Pittsburgh, Kansas. Not Pennsylvania.
To be clear.
Yes, yes, to be clear, yes. Mm-hmm. It's a good conversation starter on my name tag.
And then what did you major in?
International business, and then I had a minor in economics.
On the Disney College program, you really empowered to lead in different ways. So like with you, with these carnival games, you know, you're kind of front and center in front of these guests. Mm-hmm. What are skills or lessons that you feel like you've learned from your college program that you could see being applicable just in a future role, in life, mm-hmm. wherever?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that the program has taught me. Merchandise is its own role, and then no matter the merchandise location, every place is different. So we have so many jobs that we do, even just in our role. So knowing how those work and putting them together is super important. On a personal level, I think the program has just helped me understand I'm able to kind of navigate my own way, do things on my own, know that I can be on my own and still be successful.
Honestly, I love that you said that because it is kind of like that first step, whether you're still in college or after college, being able to have that experience of like, oh no, like mm-hmm. I actually can move and like do these things by
yes.
myself and be independent. And it's a push, it's a
yes.
challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Can you speak a little bit more to that? Like, did you have a moment where you realized like, oh my gosh, I'm really doing this thing, like I'm on my own?
A couple of my coworkers and I, after work, we went over to Fantasmic. It just hit me all at once. I'm like, this was my favorite show when I was a kid. I'm here right now, I'm working here.
Yeah.
So that was like my awe moment.
For anyone listening who maybe hasn't had the chance to experience mm-hmm. Fantasmic yet, mm-hmm. can you tell me a little bit more about that show?
Oh my gosh. So it's my favorite show next to Happily Ever After, I think.
Which is a fireworks show.
And yes, it's a fireworks show.
Incredible.
Yes, and Fantasmic is at Hollywood Studios, but the show itself is about Mickey and his imagination and how there's going to be magic everywhere. Imagination's going to last forever. That optimism, just kind of like what Mickey is all about and what Disney's all about, really.
Yeah, yes. That one is so, so incredible. What do you think is your biggest takeaway from your program experience?
There's so much to learn. And I think, like I said earlier, just knowing that this is a place where you can kind of get started and get your foot in the door is just wonderful.
What do you think makes the Disney College program a unique experience?
I think because the company is so globally recognized, it really is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I know, like, if I were at home, I could get internships anywhere, but working here and being able to keep this on my resume, like, forever, it's just awesome. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit more about, like, the Disney College program schedule, because I know you said mm-hmm. your job is something that actually helped you mm-hmm. make that adjustment. Being on the job, were there any adjustments that you had to make, like, schedule-wise? What was it like actually working on the college program?
It is a lot of work, and you're scheduled a lot. But my cast members I work with, they are wonderful. I love working with them. I get excited to see them every day. So that's helped me a ton get used to this schedule, mm-hmm. for sure.
You're seeing the same people over and over. Do you feel like you were able to develop, like, friendships with these people and, like, stronger relationships with them?
Oh, absolutely. The relationships at work are one of my favorite things about being here.
What has been, like, rewarding or beneficial about this program?
Just the learning, any type of learning. So, like, classroom learning, personal learning, everything about it. I just finished a Leadership 101 course. You just learn a lot about what qualities you need. Being who you are at this company, you can succeed. It's rewarding.
Yeah. What were some of those things that you learned about in that class?
Communication styles. That was probably my favorite thing we discussed. Knowing how you are, how you come off to other people, and how other people might come off to you, and how you can adjust that, and how you can mesh with someone with a different communication style. So just understanding that and being aware of who you're around. After that class, like, knowing that I have a lot of qualities that a leader could have, I'm much more confident in knowing that success is there. Mm-hmm. It's achievable.
Mm-hmm. Sounds very introspective.
Yeah.
You kind of get to do that self-reflection.
Yes.
And I think with communication styles, mm-hmm. I love that you brought that up because, like you said, everyone has a different style, but there's not necessarily a right or wrong style or, like,
yes.
something that makes someone a better leader mm-hmm. versus not, like, each has pros and
exactly.
cons.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it sounds like it's kind of bringing up, like, okay, what style do I have?
Yes.
How do I use that to be the best leader that I can
yeah.
possibly be
mm-hmm.
in whatever role I'm in? What's your communication style? I'm curious
yeah,
now.
So how it worked is they had, like, four different, like, communication styles, of course, based on Disney characters. There was Merida, Wally, Baymax, and Maui. I was a Maui. I'm a people person. I like to be with people. I like to talk with people. So stuff like that. I'm just the enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. So just knowing that and, like, who can be around you and knowing what they can be is just super, super exciting.
Yeah. And I feel like contextualizing it as a Disney character
yes.
that people are going to be familiar with mm-hmm. helps. I mean, of course, you know, if you categorize someone as, like, analytical, that's great. But, like, knowing, like, Wally mm-hmm. and, like, having seen that movie, like, you know
yeah.
how Wally interacts
yes.
with different characters. So,
mm-hmm.
no, that's really cute.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder what I am. I know that you were interested in pursuing, like, a career with Disney.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel like the college program has prepared you for that?
I think just networking opportunities. You meet so many people here. It is up to you to take advantage of those opportunities, but everything is so encouraging here to do that. Everyone tells you, network, network, network. Being here, I feel like, gives many people just the confidence to be like, okay, I'm going to apply for these internships, which is what I'm doing, and know that it's okay that if you don't get it, there's always more opportunities that are going to pop up. So I think that in itself, knowing everybody's story, knowing that it wasn't a linear progression to where they were. It was a lot of back and forth.
So with those networking opportunities, again, like, that is so, so important. And
mm-hmm.
at Disney, I feel like it's just, you have so many of those opportunities
mm-hmm.
because you have events put on by the program's experience team.
Yeah.
You are meeting people in the parks,
mm-hmm.
your coworkers, other cast members. What are some of those networking experiences that you've had that you felt have been really helpful?
Yeah, I think just my work location. Networking's different for everybody. Mm-hmm. Knowing what your networking style is, too, is mm-hmm. good to know.
And I think that's, like, so normal
mm-hmm.
to have all those different styles. Like, at Disney, I think it's so normal to just reach out to someone and be like, hey, you know, I saw you're in this role. I'm really interested in learning more. Everyone is so willing to network. And, like, I think that's also another common thing with Disney because everyone has such a different Disney journey.
Yes.
Everybody knows someone. You're doing the Disney College program. You've wanted to do a career with Disney. Can you talk more about what your career goals with Disney might actually look like?
Yeah, I would love to experience the corporate world of the company just because I feel like that ties in with my major a lot more. Corporate is almost the behind the scenes. So I would really like to experience that.
And I love what you said about how it's kind of like the behind the scenes of how the company works, because it really is. I mean, and there's so many different things that you can do in corporate that are like maybe not even necessarily related to the parks. It might be like any other leg of the business, like Disney Entertainment or anything like that. Is there anywhere specific that you want to go, or you're just open to everything right now?
I'm open to anything.
Yeah.
Yep, totally open to anything.
And that's the beauty of it, is that there's so much opportunity. Like, you don't have to have that decision made, and you do get to explore. And, I mean, we always joke at Disney, like, we have every job under the sun, and there is so much time for you to like figure out where you want to work across so many different industries all under like one umbrella.
Exactly.
So it's very exciting.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by and chatting. It was so much fun to hear more about your Disney College program experience and Fantasmic and all your time in the parks with your coworkers.
And I'm so thankful that I had the opportunity to be here and I had so much fun.
Up next, we're going to hear from Josiah, who's with a Disney College program alum who works within diversity, equity, and inclusion. Josiah, take it away.
Thanks, Holly. And what's going on, everyone? I'm here with another incredible Disney College program alum who has had a 7-year career here at the Walt Disney Company. Everything from finance to operations, all the way to diversity, equity, and inclusion. And he says that it started with a Disney College program. Welcome to the show, Jose. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Just so happy to be here and talk about my story. Oh gosh, it just really feels like it was yesterday, but it was over 10 years ago. So I started back in spring of 2013. And in that role, I was in merchandise at the Emporium in Magic Kingdom.
So for those who have no idea about anything that goes into working at Disney's Magic Kingdom theme park, what was your role and what did you do on a day-to-day basis?
Let me tell you, the Magic Kingdom is probably one of the coolest places to work for or work at. And in that merchandise role, we had to, you know, interact with guests, really hearing about their story, telling the story of the Emporium, the Magic Kingdom, and then overall just having a great time. I think what was so cool about it is when you walk through or down Main Street USA, it is one of the main stores that you see. And at the end of the night, mostly everyone that's there gets to go through that park. So I get to interact with every single guest and just have a great time hearing about their day and just making an incredible experience for them.
What college did you have on your name tag while you were there?
Wow, so the college I went to, which I love, Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia, I will always give them their praise, but that's where I went to school.
Yeah. And what was your major?
I actually went to school for finance and accounting.
So what were some of the things that you brought with you from your college to your Disney College program, some of the mindsets and skills and things that you brought into it?
Some of the biggest things I brought was just the sense of community, the sense of just having, you know, a different aspect that I can bring and impact, you know, the role, but also the ability and willingness to learn and grow, which when you come into the Walt Disney Company or the Disney College program, there's just so much to learn and offer that you can get overwhelmed, but just having to know that, you know, this is day one, and every day I'm going to learn something new. So having that capacity to just keep learning and growing was probably the biggest thing that helped me succeed, not just in the college program, but further down my career.
And while you were there, you made a lot of cool memories. You had a lot of incredible moments. What were some of your favorite that you experienced while you were on your Disney College program?
I had the opportunity to attend Disney Heritage and learn really the roots behind the Disney company. And in that class, the person that led it, what was amazing is, yes, I attended it, but that person eventually became my mentor. And that network allowed me to come back on a professional internship with Disney and eventually future roles with the Walt Disney Company.
You talk about those friendships that you gained during that time and being able to still be friends now, what does that mean to you, just to be able to look at these people and say, man, we met 10 years ago and we're still friends today?
It was a special time where all of us had this passion just for Disney and our goal of making our guests have an incredible time, that connection of working together, you know, playing in the parks, just really meant something. It was a pivotal moment in my life just because prior to coming to Disney, I was more introverted and more reserved. It didn't really go beyond my reach, but just now meeting people from not just where I'm from, but from all over the country, all over the world, and then now, you know, having the ability and confidence to say, I have great friends.
Were there any specific moments within your Disney College program that made you want to pursue a career with Disney?
Prior to coming on the Disney College program, I did an internship with another company and realized my career path wasn't where I wanted to be. I was a finance accounting major, and this was kind of just a reset. Over the course of that time, I again did my college program at the Emporium, and I loved it so much, I extended my program. And I really hoped that I had the same role, but it shifted over and I moved into attractions, which I got to work at Splash Mountain in Frontierland. And that role changed my career trajectory. The leadership team was supportive. The team was very engaging, and I had a blast. At the end of it, my team, they took the effort to reach out to me and help develop me to come back for operations and management. And that was something that I truly appreciate because it opened my eyes on, you know, where I wanted to take my career.
What would you say is your biggest takeaway from your Disney College program experience?
The biggest takeaway from my program has to be really the possibilities you hear that you have at the Walt Disney Company. I think with the program, you have the opportunity to go to learning components, fun components, and one of the biggest things that I made sure I did was to enroll in as many learning components to see what Disney had to offer, because at that time, I knew I wanted to be at the Walt Disney Company, but I wasn't sure where I wanted to go. With my background in finance accounting, that wasn't necessarily where I wanted to take my career, but just hearing the different path avenues, hearing different careers, different leaders, and really learning from their experiences, and it really helped me see what opportunities I, as a student at that time, what I can do or where I can go with the Walt Disney Company.
So you transition from student, you graduate, and then somehow, some way, you get to 7 years of Disney experience. So let's talk about what that transition was like and how you got to where you are today. What was the first step?
That's a great question. So immediately after, I mentioned earlier, my leaders really invested their time and energy with me, and there was a posting for what was called the management internship. Now it's known as the Disney Hospitality Leadership Program, and at that point, I applied, but unfortunately, I didn't get it, and the feedback was I didn't have enough experience. For the next posting, I reapplied, had my mentors back in Frontierland, and I landed in a position. Fast forward, I started my management internship in custodial as a leader, and I got to lead in World Showcased West Custodial at the time, and it was an incredible time, and that's how I kind of got there.
One of the things that you mentioned in that is something that I don't think we talk about enough. Those moments where you may feel defeated or where you may not get the opportunity that you're hoping for, but you found a way to kind of overcome that and to keep pushing. So what was the drive and the passion behind that?
Really, the passion came from when working on my college program, realizing the culture here at Disney was incredible. It was something I've never experienced before. I could be me, whether it was on stage or backstage. We have these fundamental things that teach us how to be great cast members, and overall just a supportive system with my leaders, with my cast, and everyone around. And that's what made me want to come back. It wasn't just about, you know, the career, but it was about the company culture too. And that was a huge impact of why I wanted to come back to the Walt Disney Company.
Are there any major learning lessons that you experienced during your time with the Disney College program that are things that you keep with you and that you still understand today?
For our company, our goal is having our guests have the most magical or happy experience while they're here, whether it's in our parks and resorts, whether it's in our films, our movies, and realizing whether you are on stage with our guests, interacting with them, or if you're in a behind-the-scenes role, making it happen in a different kind of way. That skill of just being able to have an engaging conversation, whether it's, again, with a leader, with a guest. I think what's so big with this company is we are very relationship-based, and just being able to build rapport with someone and get to know them can really take you a long way.
You've had some incredible leaders who have invested in you and taught you, led you, guide you. Talk about how that influences the cast members that you now are in the position to lead and to help.
Yeah, so for me, one of the biggest things is I want to ensure that you are doing well, whether it's at work, whether it's personal, or anything in between, because we want to be able to bring ourselves to work 100% every single day. And throughout my career, almost every single leader that I've met has been so consistent with that. They were not just, you know, taking care of me from a work side, but also being there and emotionally available to hear when maybe I wasn't having such a great day. And now realizing how those intangible skills can roll over and really make a big impact on a cast member when you're just having a normal conversation.
All right, let's shift gears a little bit. Cool. Bring it all the way to 2023. You're in this role with diversity, equity, and inclusion. Before we get into the specifics of the role, what is it about inclusion that draws you in and makes you want to be a part of it?
Inclusion is such a huge and topic that I am very, very passionate about. It's something that I have carried with me throughout my Walt Disney career. And what I'm so grateful for is that the company efforts have shifted and showcasing that we also, all of us, belong to the Walt Disney Company, whether you're a guest or you're a cast member or an employee of the Walt Disney Company. In my role, I have the opportunity to now educate whether it's leaders, whether it's cast members, about why that piece is so important. Because at a hiring level, sometimes when you think of a candidate that you want, you want the best of the best. But how can we look at, you know, lateral skills, different skills, and be inclusive of different experiences to ensure that we have the best and diverse candidates there are? And I think that's so cool that I get to do that in my role every single day.
You talk about your role and you always say it's like a mouthful when you explain it. But for those who are listening right now, remind us what it is and explain what it is that you do.
So my role is I am the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Talent Initiatives Manager. In short, the DE&I Talent Initiatives Manager. And I get to do a lot of things. The first thing is I oversee what's called the Internship and Rotational Program, where we get to bring in undergrad students for a 12-week internship, and if they do well, they get to come back a part of a rotational program, which is an 18-month program, and at the end of that program, they receive a full-time professional entry-level role. And what's so cool about that is I get to oversee that program when it comes to the programming, when it comes to talent planning, and how we move forward in that business. Other things I get to work on are just supporting any talent initiative throughout Disney Signature Experiences, which is a part of Disney Parks Experiences and Products. And really, for those who don't know what Disney Signature Experiences is, or DSC, it includes a conglomerate of businesses. So really think, what is beyond the theme parks? So it's Disney Cruise Line, Disney Vacation Club, Adventures and Expeditions, or Adventures by Disney, and National Geographic Expeditions, Story Living by Disney, Alani, Golden Oak, National Geographic Live, and Disney Institute. I know, it's a lot.
Wow. But that sounds incredible, though. I mean, we always talk about opportunities and moments that are uniquely Disney. We talk about the Disney College program and how this is literally a pipeline into the entire company. With your role, you have so many different avenues and ways that you can go. What is that like for you to help usher them into their next area of business?
I think what's great is that most people, when they think of the Walt Disney Company, they normally think of two different things. It's the movies, the TV shows, or it's the parks and resorts. But there's so much in between. It's not just those two things. You know, we think about, you know, ESPN, Disney Entertainment, and then DPEP. But within all of those things, we also have this side portion of Disney Signature Experiences. So what I get to do is I get to do some outreach and engagement, whether it's internally for cast members for the Walt Disney Company, or externally to different organizations, universities, job fairs, and showcase, you know, more about Disney signature experiences, why it's fun, you know, what career paths that you can have a part of these teams, to really just shed more light on these businesses. Because typically, again, when you think of the company or most people, they don't see that. But now I have the opportunity to now go out and say, hey, have you ever thought about this? And get them excited.
How does having a diverse workplace positively impact where you are and how you feel when you step into that role?
Since everyone comes from just a different background, whether it's education, whether it's where you're from, or, you know, your social circle, what happens is when you're having these conversations, when it comes to talent planning or how we move forward in certain things, you'll get such a different picture, suggestion on how that person thinks they should do best. So really bringing in diverse perspectives and coming up with the most optimal decision and how we move forward. And being back in school, I really didn't realize how important that was, but being able to challenge, you know, and question your own opinion to be able to look at the common good for all was so key for me. Yeah. And so important.
With all these things in mind, as we think about the Disney College program, for folks who are coming in, maybe haven't had this experience before, maybe have never been to Florida before, right? And they're thinking, what is it going to be like? Maybe I'm different than other people. What do you have to say to them who are just beginning this journey?
Take a chance. This is your first step into working with the Walt Disney Company. How cool is that? And then you get to meet just incredible people on that journey to make it that moment. I would like to think of it as this is your first opportunity to now bridge that dream of maybe working for the Walt Disney Company. Most people don't know that it's not just, you know, the parks. It's ESPN, it's Hulu, it's FX, it's Fox. There's so much more. And this college program gets you into that door to have those opportunities.
Too long ago, you were here in Apprentice Hall at Flamingo Crossings Village for the Endless Possibilities Showcase. And being able to see all of these amazing participants come in, eyes wide open, seeing all these different vendors and aspects and areas of the business, what was that like for you? And describe what that event was like as well.
That event was the coolest event that I've seen. What the program's team did for the Disney College program was bringing every key player around the Walt Disney Company to see, you know, what we had to offer. And instead of you having to go out there and find it yourself, they brought it to you and allowed you to ask those questions to see where your avenues took you. And that was just so special. And I hope that we continue to do that, because it gave me so much hope. And seeing the excitement in their eyes of just seeing all these professionals there, it made my day.
You are a part of the hiring process for one of our professional internships here at the Walt Disney Company. So when you look at a resume and you see the Disney College program on that resume, what is it that makes it stand out, and how does that help someone as an applicant?
I love that question, because I think most students, when applying for now professional internships after your college program is over, they may not see the value of why it should be there. What's amazing about this company is I've done the college program, and there are people around this company that also started as a Disney College program cast member. And we get so excited to see that you're a part of this family that experienced this. And don't ever stray away. Put it on there, say it loud and proud that you were a college program cast member. But to add more transferable skills is that having really the ability to communicate with all types of guests and handle various types of situations. Knowing the Disney culture, as I mentioned earlier, this is a huge company, and understanding the ins and out of it is you already, you know, did the orientation, you know the business, now you're just good to go and start working. And really, just all those relationship skills, all of those technical skills that you learned on the college program can apply to a professional internship. So I think that's so cool. And every time I see one, I want to meet with them right away. And it's kind of like a fast pass to people that work for the Walt Disney Company.
So it's clear that inclusion is at the heart, of course, of what we do as a company, but definitely first within your heart as well. So thank you for taking the time
to
hang out with us and talk to us. And we look forward to having you back.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in. Remember to subscribe to our show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you real soon. Thanks again. This episode was brought to life by Matthew Nixon, Amy Trivers, Bethany Cobbs, Brianna Gold, Brandon Cologne, James Smart Jr., John Hughes, Jaron Kaufman, and Allie Fisher. Editing was done by John Hughes. Music arranged and produced by Nat Young Music Group, Inc. Design and graphics by Joshua Davila. And a special thank you goes out to the Disney Programs teams.